듣기 33회
녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 들려드립니다.
1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 선풍기를 고르시오.
Hello, can I help you find something?
Yes, I'm looking for a portable fan.
Okay. We have many different types of portable fans over here.
Great. Can you recommend one for me?
What do you think of this bicycle-shaped one? It has a fun design.
It's interesting, but looks a little childish. I'd like to buy a more typical one.
Then what about this circle-shaped one? Or that square-shaped one?
Both are okay, but I prefer the square one.
That's a good choice. Square fans are very popular nowadays. This model comes with or without a remote control.
I don't need a remote control, so I'll take the one without it.
All right. Here you are.
Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How's it going with your soup, Mr. Kim?
Well, Miss Johnson, I don't know when to add these vegetables.
Add them when the soup begins to boil.
Oh, right. You said that several times, but I keep forgetting. How depressing.
No one's perfect.
But it's already my third week. I don't think I have any talent for cooking at all.
Don't worry. If you keep trying, you'll be a good cook someday.
But I really want to make dinner for my wife's birthday next week. Now it seems impossible.
Cheer up. Oh, your soup looks ready. Let me taste it.
How is it?
I think you put in sugar instead of salt.
Oh, no. What should I do?
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Last time, we learned about the benefits of drinking tea. Today, we'll talk about plant-based food consumption. First, plant-based foods such as fruit, vegetables, and grain help us stay healthy by lowering blood pressure and cholesterol. A plant-based diet also saves an enormous number of animals from being killed by the meat industry. Less demand for meat leads to a decrease in the number of livestock raised for food. This in turn reduces the amount of methane gas and waste the animals produce. In short, by following a plant-based diet, we can stay healthy, save the animals, and protect the environment.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Rachel. Let's go see a movie tonight.
I can't. I have to work on my social studies report.
What? I thought you already finished it.
Well, I realized that I forgot to ask an important question to everyone I had surveyed.
Then, do you have to contact everyone who participated in your survey again?
Yeah. I still have to get a response from 10 more people.
That's a lot. Why don't I call them for you?
That would be a big help. While you do that, I'll work on the data I already have.
Where's the list of their names and phone numbers?
Right here. You're the best.
That's what friends are for.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I'd like to rent this soccer field.
Okay. When do you need it?
Will it be available next Saturday night for 2 hours, from 7 to 9 o'clock?
Let me check. Yes, it's available.
Great! The rental fee is $45 per hour, right?
Actually, there's an additional charge for the lighting, since you'll be using the field at night. It's $5 an hour.
That's fine. I'm also a resident of this town. Can I get a discount?
Sure. You get 10% off your total.
Sounds good.
Then let me confirm your reservation. It's next Saturday night from 7 to 9 o'clock with a discount for residents.
That's right. Here's my ID and credit card.
Hello, everyone. Do you know May 31st is World No Tobacco Day? It was designated by the World Health Organization with the aim of forming an anti-smoking culture. Green Hospital has been hosting an art contest since 1999 to support World No Tobacco Day. We encourage everyone to participate in this contest by creating posters to show the dangers of smoking. The deadline for submissions is April 10th. Please submit your posters in person or by mail. 3 winners will receive a certificate and $500 in prize money. Visit our website for more information. Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Brown. My name is Ross Baker, and I'm the editor for World Today magazine.
Oh, hi. Is this about the article I submitted on plastic surgery?
Yes. I think it's very good. So we are running your article in our next edition.
That's great.
The only thing is, could you make your article a bit shorter?
Sure. How long do you want it to be?
Could you cut about 200 words?
No problem. When do you need it by?
We need it by this Thursday.
Okay. I'll email you the revised version by then.
Thanks.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
It's so packed. Do you think we can find a space?
I don't know. Let's try going down another level.
Okay. Look, there's an empty space over there.
That's for the handicapped.
Oops. I didn't see the sign.
Oh, that truck is leaving. Why don't we go there?
Okay. I'm glad we found a good spot.
Me too.
Did you bring the shopping list for the barbecue party?
Of course. Why don't I shop for the vegetables while you take care of the meat and drinks?
Good idea. Let's meet up again in 30 minutes.
Sure. Don't forget to lock the car.
I won't. Remember, we're in B3 Zone C.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. How's your puppy doing today?
She's been looking a little sick lately.
Is that so? Can you put her on the examining table for me?
Sure.
Let's see. Her gums look rather red.
What does that mean?
Red gums can indicate gum disease in animals.
That must be the reason why she hasn't been barking or eating well recently.
I can recommend a special chewing bone for her. It'll help clean her teeth and strengthen her gums.
That would be great.
If you notice that the redness doesn't disappear in a week, bring her back for another checkup.
I understand. Thank you. Honey, what are you doing?
I'm reorganizing the bookshelves.
Are you? How's that going?
Well, these old books are taking up too much space, and I don't know where to put Amy's storybooks.
Then why don't we buy a new bookshelf?
I think this room is too small for another one.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Why don't we just throw away these old books? We don't even read them anymore.
It would be a waste to just throw them away. Is there any way to recycle them somehow?
There's a good hand store in front of Amy's school. It's a charity shop we can donate our books to.
That sounds like a great idea. I'll drop them off right away.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 예약할 캠프장을 고르시오.
Honey, have you told the kids about our summer plans?
Yes, they're really excited about going camping for the first time.
That's good. Why don't we choose a campsite from this list?
Okay.
What about this campsite? It's the cheapest.
Yeah, but it doesn't offer a tent. We'll definitely need one.
Right. How about this one then? It has a tent and provides electricity as well.
True, but I want the kids to have a real camping experience without electricity.
That's a good point. Let's try camping without it. What's our budget for the campsite?
We shouldn't spend more than $80 a night.
I guess there's just one site left then.
Okay. Let's make a reservation for it now.
12번. 다음을 듣고 Pacific Language Learning에 관한 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Pacific Language Learning is the best way to master a foreign language. This is a free program created by the city in 2010. It offers a variety of courses for foreign languages, including Chinese, Spanish, and French. This program provides language learning tools such as downloadable audio and video files of online lessons. These tools are also available via your smartphone to fit your personal schedule. In addition, this program holds a speech contest every December. All participants in the program may compete in the contest. The winner is given a chance to visit a foreign country. Please find us at www.pacificlanguagelearning.com.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Where can I purchase a tie?
You can find the men's department on the third floor. 2.
I like this shirt. How much is it?
It's on sale. You can get 20% off the original price. 3.
I don't like this jacket. Do you have another one in a different design?
Of course. What about this checkered one? 4.
Where can I try this skirt on?
The fitting room is right behind you. 5.
These pants are too big. Look at the waist.
Let me get you a smaller size. Hi, Michelle. It's been so long. How have you been?
Hi, Eric. I'm great. You know, I'll be in New York next week.
Really? That's awesome. How long will you be here in New York?
For a week. Do you think we could meet while I'm there?
Sure. I'll be free next Saturday. What about you?
Saturday is okay with me, too.
Good. Is there anywhere you want to go?
I'd like to see a show on Broadway.
Then I'll look into it and reserve tickets for us.
Thanks. I'll treat you to dinner after the show.
Sounds good. I know a great Italian restaurant. You'll love it.
We've been waiting in this line for an hour. Do you think we'll be able to get tickets?
I hope so. It's a really big day for the Vikings.
Is that why everyone is wearing those helmets with horns?
Yes, it is. The Vikings fans always wear those helmets to cheer for their team.
I see.
Did you know that some people even set up tents and wait overnight to get the best seats?
Wow, they must really love their team.
There are even fans who not only wear the helmet, but put on the whole Viking costume.
Being a Vikings fan sounds like a lot of fun.
Do you want to try being a Vikings fan now?
That sounds great. But how can I?
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh no! Get over here, quick!
What's wrong?
There's water leaking out of the pipe from under the sink.
Let me see. I think the nut on the pipe is loose.
Do you think we can fix it? Or do we need to call a plumber?
I can do it. All I have to do is tighten the nut with a wrench.
Wait. I lent our wrench to Susan the other day. She hasn't returned it yet.
Can you call her and ask her to return it?
Sure. In the meantime, can you put a bucket under the pipe since the water keeps leaking?
Okay, but I don't see a bucket around here.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 아니타가 미스터 로빈슨에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Anita is excited about leaving for Blackwood University as an exchange student. But as soon as she gets to the airport, she is told that her flight has been delayed for at least 3 hours due to some mechanical problems. She knows Mr. Robinson from her host family in Canada will be picking her up at the airport when she arrives. Because Anita doesn't want him to worry, she calls to tell him about the change in her flight schedule. In this situation, what would Anita most likely say to Mr. Robinson?